Would you stand with us this morning? We've already had a morning. We've had some challenges this morning, but you know what? God's bigger than the internet. God's bigger than computers and sound systems and all of that. And so we are ready, and we are ready to worship God. Amen. Did you come expecting this morning? Did you come expecting for God to move in your life? For God to maybe shake you a little bit this morning? Amen. Father, we just welcome you into this place, God. Let your anointing fall on your people, Lord, even right now, Jesus. Even so come, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we are here this morning, God. We thank you that we are in this glorious house, God. We thank you for all the provisions that you have provided for us this morning. Father, we just worship you, God. We come before you this morning. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. We are excited to be here this morning in your house. Excited to worship you, God. We are excited to hear the word this morning, Lord. We are excited to have and to hold on to whatever you have for us, God. We bless you, Jesus. Amen.
And amen. So as we begin to sing this song, I didn't hear much applause there, but there's going to be more as we go along today. He is faithful.
Amen.
I mean, that is not a news flash. We know it, but he is faithful. Enter into the worship as we sing to God. You are so faithful to us. Come on.
Coming on the wind. Like a bride waiting. sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Go into this next song. We've been on a series about journeys here at Life Tree. I don't know what journey you're on, where God has destined you, what your pathway is like. But I know this, that God has you on a journey. If anybody in this house does not know Him, today you are on a journey because God has brought you here. To meet Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And for those of you that believe you are on a journey, today we're going to talk about Elijah and his young protege, Elisha, and the journey that they were on. Regardless of what your journey looks like, I want to encourage you that God is calling you, He is beckoning you, He is urging you to come away with Him. To come away with what He has in store for your life. It's never too late. It's not too late, the words say in the song. There is never a time when it's too late to come away on this journey with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So as we sing, worship with us in that attitude that God is calling us to come away with Him. Amen?
gonna be wild. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be full. Heavenly Father, just come into this house today. Open our hearts. Open our minds. We come expecting today, Lord. We just ask that you would work on each and every one of us today, Lord God. Thank you.
like God wants to do something in our hearts, and it all came together. So Lord, help me just bring this together and be able to speak it. I know yesterday I had a lot of thoughts in my mind, and you know, you got to know sometimes that God will speak. God can speak through anything. Amen. If he can speak through the mouth of an ass, certainly he can speak through anything he wants. And that can take many forms. Sometimes we don't like the package that it comes in, you know what I'm saying? Truth can come to us in ways that we don't really like it. And oftentimes we'll wrestle with the package that it came in rather than focus on the truth that God wants to put in our hearts. And sometimes he uses things, he uses circumstances, he uses events, he uses things that happen to us during the day, even in our nation. There's offenses flying left and right now. Take your pick, whichever one you want. It's easy to get offended. We have to understand something, though. God wants to do something in our hearts. He wants to do something in our hearts. And can I tell you, when offense is flying around like crazy, your heart is really tested. Your heart is really tested, because if you're going to start taking up offenses, even if the smallest thing, you can start with your spouse. You can start with your family and the annoying things that they do or you do. But I heard these words yesterday, actually, and it was an old song that I won't sing here because the artist is not serving God. But can I tell you, the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Do you know that? If someone is a really good musician and they can really sing, can I tell you, that gift came from God. It was them that perverted it. It was them that used it to glorify either God or the enemy. You can't be in the middle. You can't be half in and half out, because the word tells us that God vomits us out of his mouth if we're lukewarm. But the words that I heard were, open your heart. Open your heart to me. And then the song, open your heart and let me in. One of the greatest things as the body of Christ that we need to focus on right now is letting God come in. Letting him come in. And someone made a comment to me this morning. I thought it was kind of funny that it played in with it, that they said, I'm so done. I'm so done praying for a certain individual in my life. And then that person was reminded that God never got tired of waiting on them. God never got tired of waiting for them. That's my paraphrase. So I want to take a moment right now, and where is your heart at? Let's do a heart check right now. Where is your heart at? When people do things to us that offend us, are you gonna tuck it down in your belt like it's some kind of a thing that you're allowed to carry for the rest of your life until they make it right? Are we going to take things that are said at a national level, even between Democrats and Republicans? And I know that word, those words are getting old. I know that. That's kind of the point. That's kind of why you hear COVID-19 a thousand times over. It's ridiculous. To get it in your brain, cause division. Whatever's in your heart right now, whatever's going on, wherever there's been offenses, whatever you've carried your whole entire life, I just feel like God wants you to lay it down at his feet right now. Open up your heart. This is a grand test on a national scale for the people of God. Where are our hearts? Even when my heart condemns me, God is greater than my heart, the Word of God says. He is greater than your heart. He is greater than your ability to get rid of what this rottenness in your heart. All it requires is confession. Have you put it before the Lord? If you're waiting for the feeling to go away, you're wasting your time. Faith is not based on what you feel. It's based on truth. It's based on the great I am. It's based on what Jesus said. It's based on what God has said. And when God says, open your heart to me, you better do it. How do I do that? How do I open my heart? It starts here. It starts with your mouth. What comes out of your heart, comes out of your mouth, comes from the heart. And the things that you say and the things that you feel are coming from a source in your heart. But when you confess those things to God and say, God, you know, I don't want that. And how many of you know that's not your identity? It's not your identity. You don't become I am because something has happened to you. I don't know if this is making any sense. I'm just trying to get out what I feel because I feel like God wants to do something. Sometimes it's part of the long journey. Sometimes we have to take those journeys again and again and go around the mountain until we get it in our hearts. Do you know that God is trying to establish Himself in your heart? Establish Himself in your heart. So no matter where you go, the heart of God rests in here. The heart of God is in here. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. And if there is something separating you, confess it to the Lord and allow Him to change your heart. It's a supernatural transaction. It's not something that comes from a feeling. It comes from the person of truth living inside of you and the confession of the Word. It is not how you feel, ever. It's never how you feel. Truth is a person. And when truth takes hold of your heart, then you become the person of Jesus. You become that perfect representation. And it's because of His power, not yours. So God, as we prepare to hear Your Word today, God, forgive us where we have allowed lies, where we have allowed offenses, where we have allowed unmet expectations to rule our hearts. And I declare and decree over this house, You are not a victim. You are not a victim. And God, we intentionally open our hearts to You right now. Intentionally. Forgive us, God, for holding things against others, for even holding things against You. Sometimes we're not even aware that we do that. Forgive us, God. And right now, we intentionally open our hearts. Just say, I'll open my heart to You, God. Now say it like you mean it. I open my heart to You, God. We open our hearts to You, God, this morning, and we ask that You come in. Come in. Just come in, Lord. Come, Lord. You receive it by faith. You know that, right? It's not a feeling. You got to know that He is coming in right now. If you ask Him to come in, He does. If you ask Him to forgive you, He does. Come in, Holy Spirit. Just increase Your presence in this house today. Increase Your presence, God, in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen. God is good. Can you tell Him? He's good. He is so good. I'm going to be reading in 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 through 14. 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 through 14. And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." So he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over.